You're now tuned in to Spill the Tea with Sneha. Gear up for a fun ride with your favorite stars.
There was a time when they told magazines not to put me on the cover because of my quotes. I don't blame them. I was very loud and clear. It was tough in the beginning because you have to let go of so much of freedom that you've taken for granted. I get on a plane, I go to New York whenever I'm done, pack up, shoot, you know, and suddenly I can't go anywhere. Because where do I leave my baby? See, I can't tell you what it is at 47 and having been here for 30 years to be excited to come to work, to want to learn, to go to a workshop and sit there and be like a student of cinema.
I have to tell you that it's taken me over a decade as a journalist to finally be able to say Sushmita Sen. Welcome to my show, Spill the Tea with Sneha.
Oh, that's wonderful, love. Thank you.
I will also tell you that I don't do starstruck. It's not my vibe.
Good.
But I owe it to a little 8-year-old girl who told her mother many, many years ago that when I grow up, I want to be like Sushmita Sen because when she enters a room, she commands it.
Oh, 8 years old, huh?
Yep.
You're a wise 8-year-old.
I'm going to throw that back to you and bring it to Tali and ask you what it was like for you to meet a force of nature like Gauri Sawant. Because I watched enough of her interviews to know that when she's speaking,
she's a live wire.
No one's listening to anyone else.
Yeah, that's true. She doesn't leave you an option also. She's got this energy which is extremely contagious. That we all love attention. This is why, for example, me, I became an actor because I love attention. But she is unabashedly this person who walks into a room and commands it. Like, she's very rich in experiences, of course. Mm-hmm. And because she's always spoken out for a greater good, she speaks very unapologetically. She has no sense of the right thing to do or say, even though she's aware of a room. She's aware of who's sitting there, what they're thinking. But she's very unapologetic about everything that she... And that to me is something that was one of the first things I saw about Gauri, is that there's a lot of love, but there's a lot of history of pain and having to fight every step of the way. So this tough woman who just completely... would not flinch speaking her mind. There were moments that I saw her break down in those few hours that we spent together. While she was showing me a child that she rescued, a eunuch child, born eunuch. And they don't have very long lives. So she said, I did everything I could. And then she's showing me the videos and the pictures. And she said, but I couldn't save him. And he died in my arms. And everyone was crying, and I was not crying. And she's crying when she's talking about it. And she says, I was not crying because I said, I gave this child, along with my entire paltan, a cha-cha, a mama, a mother, a father, a brother, and a grand goodbye. So he lived for whatever little time, but he lived. And so I noticed that, and I'm thinking, if we were to go by Google, you would never know this person. She's extremely vulnerable. And she's very guarded about it, obviously. Yeah. So when I saw that, is when I turned to my director, Mr. Ravi Jadhav, and I said, I think we need to show this side of her. We need to be able to show that very maternal instinct that she has to nurture. It's not just that I want to be a mother. It's just innately in her.
Yeah.
And the vulnerability of someone who is hard as nails otherwise. So she jokingly said to me sorry, I have to tell you this because it's so special. She said, you know, mujhe pata hai ki logon ke samne tameez se baat karni chahiye, lekin gaali galo chahti hai mujhe. And when needed, you must use it. So you must know them. And it got stuck in my head because it's true. And we all do that. But the simplicity with which she said it, like I said, very unapologetically, that kind of told me, you know what, this person is in a different plane. She's just something else. It has been an honor having this opportunity to play Gauri South.
Which makes me wonder then, and I can see why she was thrilled when she knew that you would be essaying her in the series. Yeah. But what took you 6 months to commit to this? And what were you doing in that 6 month period?
I actually, as you can well imagine, it came as a big shock that they brought me this. It wasn't just a script. It was the life of a very, very inspiring person. And from my memory alone, I had no example to follow, like a woman playing a transgender, so that I could at least look at what that would be like. And then I said, forget that. Will I be able to deliver this? And I spoke to Gauri. Actually, Gauri was that last episode before I said yes. Mm-hmm. It was the script mostly, and going back and forth and trying to see if I can visualize myself in this. Then requesting help, trying to see if I could pull it. So the help of Mr. Atul Mongia, who came on to explore it with me. And while we were exploring it, I realized, oh my God, we're missing the point. It needs honesty. That's what it needs. I was so bothered about the mannerism, being a man, having this voice, and none of that matters.
But I have to say that I watched a bunch of her interviews to prep for this, and something as small as just the way she tosses her pallo.
Yeah, you noticed
and
that?
And how you
yes.
picked up on that. So I recently shot with Atul Mongia, and I know how transformational it can be to work with him. How did you guys arrive at the inn into the soul of Gauri?
The most important thing that happened through my journey with Atul Mongia was, firstly, he said, you know, give me all of your stress of playing this character, not just playing this character, but of playing a Ganesh, a man, then playing a transgender. So it was like, kaise hoga? Do you think I'll be able to do justice? I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, you know. Not once did it cross my mind, and I, with hand on heart, that log kya kahenge? My biggest worry was, you have the story of a Gauri Sawant, which will be told this once. It's a huge onus, you know, and it's just like she has to. She's so excited about me playing it, but then I have to deliver for it to be. It was just very stressful at that point. So he said to me, look, for us to learn anything, to get to that point, you have to de-stress. Give me all that. You have no issues at all. Now let's try and figure, you are a woman, yes? Are you in touch with your masculine side? Yes. In what way? In terms of authority, in terms of being a provider, along with being a nurturer, in terms of many things I spelt out. And he said, perfect. Now go out of that room and come back in with more of your masculine side, less of your feminine side. And I did. And we had a conversation. Even what we spoke was more masculine. Not the accent, not the voice, nothing. Just the ideology. I'm used to getting it my way. So we started to find a balance that would be a little masculine with the feminine. And then he said, now throw out the woman and the man and just be. Yeah. And so I became. And in that moment, we realized this man was effeminate. Naturally, you would be. So even when you meet Gauri or you meet people of the transgender community, you'll find that you and I may sit however, because we take for granted being feminine. But a trans woman will take great pains in being very particular. That the fingers will move a certain way, the pallu will be fixed a certain way, the eyes will flutter a certain way, because there is such a need to be more of that, to be accepted as that. So in this journey, we discovered Ganesh first. And he kept on saying, Gauri, you are. You have Gauri. I was like, How can you say that? Because just believe me, you have Gauri. Just let's focus on Ganesh. We did. And what I discovered is at 47 years of age, I could bring the innocence of a 26-year-old boy in my eyes, thanks to Atul Mangia. I mean, I don't know how he did it, but there are moments when I get goosebumps and I look at it and I go, oh my God, sir. And I've told Ravi sir this also so many times. That, oh, did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah, no, I have to ask you, what's the scene, of course there are many, but what's the scene you, Sushmita, are particularly proud of?
Mm.
Because like you say, Tali, to, we have to first clap for ourselves.
Yeah, no, I think there is an entire montage of Ganesh post the operation.
Yeah.
Everything about it I love. I love because I'm a woman who's worn a bra my whole life. But that look of experiencing a bra strap for the first time. These are things that to me is honesty. You cannot fake it. And there is honesty in that moment and multiple moments mm-hmm. through that montage. And of course, as Gauri, there is the what we call the TED Talk. We've been calling it through the filming because it is a monologue. Standing up for our community and for saying, you know, this is what it takes. And to do it, we decided not to cut it. So we shot it in one go so that there is no outside influence of faking it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to feel it from here for that outburst to come out. And thank God for the crew that I worked with, the cast that I worked with. They all allowed me so much of freedom to bring my A game. And in that scene, I knew if I get this right, if I just get this right, I would have paid my personal tribute to the transgender community. And so that scene holds very, very dear.
Were there any misconceptions about the community that were sort of busted through the course of...
Oh, yes. There's plenty. You see, we've caricaturized this entire community. We've kind of made it into slapstick. And either slapstick or just rage.
Mm-hmm.
They're real people. And the more I met, the more I realized the fact that they even are nice to us is large-heartedness. Given what we've put them through. And they've had to fight every step of the way. So our perception of, oh, they misbehave, oh, they do this. They, in fact, is there in the scene as well. They'll just touch you anywhere. Nonsense. Nonsense. I was surrounded by 110 and 2,000 of them over the period of filming this. And I felt nothing but love. And I say that with absolutely no, like, iota of doubt that every touch, every time they came and stood around me or made me feel loved and blessed, there was nothing but nurturing and goodness coming out of them. I have always been very empathetic mm-hmm. towards just everyone who's not included. The idea of non-inclusiveness bothers me as a human being. It has always bothered me. But you know, it's great to have that and then do nothing about it, except maybe talk about it in an interview or whatever. So when Tali came to me, it became the very embodiment of my belief. It was like, now I can finally do something about it. Maybe not, I may not be able to pull off to whatever is the expectation, but I will. There's a lot of love that people have for me and have had it for 3 decades. If I can become a medium to bring that love through me to people, my job is done. You know?
Yeah.
And that's exactly how it happened.
How did being a mother to Renee and Alisa sort of help you or enhance your performance as Gauri?
I am like Gauri in that sense. I don't have to just love Renee or Alisa. You give me any child. I have a very strong maternal side. I can literally belong to any child very easily. So I think that aspect was a commonality. It didn't take too much work or any personal experience as a mother that I've always had. Even when I was 18 and around children, my mother would often joke and say, "Tu nije ya to choto ekta bacha. You yourself are such a child." And then you have this desire to be a mother already. But yeah, as life came to be, it became a very big source of strength to be a mother, because my life had a greater purpose than myself. So at 20 something, my life would have gone some other way, you know, because I was living the fast life. I was an actor. I've just completed being a Miss Universe the year and all that. Then my children came, and at 24, from 24 to 26, I became so sorted. It was tough in the beginning because you have to let go of so much of freedom that you've taken for granted. I get on a plane, I go to New York whenever I'm done, pack up, shoot, you know. And suddenly I can't go anywhere because where do I leave my baby? So it's been a learning experience, and I must say, one of the most gratifying experiences I've had as a human being is to become a mother.
Yeah. And you've also worn that crown of Miss Universe so strongly on your head. Your beauty has been celebrated world over. When you have to play a character like this, how do you wear the burden of beauty so lightly?
Beautiful question. Now you've seen Thali. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, binge watched it, might I ask.
Oh, right. Yes, thank you for that. Thali, the first look test we did, and I saw myself, every pore on my skin. Gauri's brows, one of the things, because we never did prosthetics in this, we took great care to do little things right, like her brows. So we used to glue my eyebrows down to nothing and then redraw it for Ganesh and for Gauri, and then add more hair, and then add. It was a lot of work in terms of detailing. The reason for saying this is when I saw myself getting into that part, I don't know how to say this any other way, but my idea of beauty has always been, it's God's handwriting. There has to be something that leaves and resonates long after you and your beauty has left the room. Something else has to stay. Getting ready as Gauri and Ganesh, I realized there was great beauty in that. I was not only excited, I was very proud of myself in knowing that this doesn't trouble me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't trouble me. My idea of beauty that I have believed to be God's handwriting would have fallen flat as an ideology if I had been disturbed when I looked in the mirror. So I realized that I have lived by the right principle. So it was very easy. It was very easy for me to let it go. Surprisingly so, because I've never tried that before. So it was just an idea. But when I saw myself, yeah, it was very easy to let it go.
Yeah. Like you also said in an interview recently, you wasted too much of your career waiting behind poles and having your voice contained.
Yes.
I have to say that it is a little heartbreaking and also very exciting to hear you say that your time has not yet come.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, you've researched?
What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to feel like you've really got your due?
As an actor, it's an ongoing process, right? Mm-hmm. As a creative person, it's an ongoing process. I look at my work, and then somebody else shows up at my home and says, "Arey, I love that song, let's see that." And I go, "You go watch it. I can't watch it again. This is done for me," you know, because I get critical and I start looking at things and saying, "I could have done that better. Oh, I could have." So that being the case, I don't think I'll ever be in a position where I say I've got my due. Because there's always going to be something better, sure, something more gratifying, something more satisfying. And as an actor, I think that's the reason I'm still here, is because I kept on feeling, be that people investing their money in me or their time or even the potential, I haven't delivered it. So it's wasted unless I do. And so now I thank people like
Ram Madhvani,
of course, he brought me back. His one script and him together just made me say yes, like 5 minutes into the meeting. Platforms like Jio and Hotstar, all of these people who have allowed me to come back and breathe again as an actor, giving me work that allows me to get up in the morning. Sneha, I can't tell you what it is at 47 and having been here for 30 years, to be excited to come to work, to want to learn, to go to a workshop and sit there and be like a student of cinema and to learn and to know that, okay, I still didn't get it right. I could have done that better. Then you get another opportunity and you try and fix that then. I don't think I'll ever have enough of that.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you know, there's this lovely line that Gauri says, badass or bindas.
Yeah.
Which really just made me wonder, you've had such a year. There was a health scare.
Yes.
There was your personal life being dissected in the public.
Yes.
And yet there was just so much bindasi, if that's the word, and badassness with which you dealt with
bindasi,
all of it.
Are
there repercussions to being bindas and badass in the industry?
Oh, there were when I was in the 90s, because back then it was a much more closeted society.
Mm-hmm.
So you to speak your mind and to say anything that you believed in was like, she's bad influence, you know, don't get her in front of our kids and everyone else. I often say this. Yeah. There was a time when they told magazines not to put me on the cover because of my quotes. I don't blame them. I was very loud and clear.
I repeat, I waited 10 years.
I was always like that because I thought that if you take away my freedom to express myself, what freedom do I really have? So am I going to scare away from speaking my mind, or am I just going to learn how to say it better, say it nicer, which I did learn because I think I didn't have that tact before. But having said that, today, social media and the world and everyone's a star and everyone's got a voice. The world is far more accepting of someone speaking their mind. There is still that ha element, but it's not as bad as the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a price to pay, and it's something that would bother you if it bothered you. It never bothered me. I haven't lived for approvals of anyone. I count my blessings every day that people accept me for who I am. And sometimes they may not like what I'm saying or doing, but they love me enough to give me another chance. Wonderful. I appreciate that. But that has in no way been a dictating factor of how I choose to live my life. And that I'm afraid whether you put a room full on the other side or an entire country, you can't change my mind once it's made up.
Beautiful. And finally, I'll leave by asking you. You said that you tapped into a side of Gauri Sawant that one does not find on YouTube or on Google.
Yes.
What's that side to Sushmita Sen that she guards?
Wait for the biopic.
I'm so glad that there's going to be one. Is there anything you can tell us?
Well, everyone that is dared to bring me anything, I've kind of said no. No. But I've had too many offers. I still have one on the table. I just very much like the book,
mm-hmm.
where the publishing house has given me like a lifelong, anytime you're ready to write it, kind of privilege. I think I'm going to couple them so that my book is ready and so is that together. So wait for it.
Well, it's a blockbuster waiting to happen. Can I just tell you that when Sushmita Sen said that, I always buy my own diamonds. You inspired a generation of girls. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tali.
It's been my pleasure.
You're lovely, Sneha.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.